Well, if you missed it, don't be upset with yourself. Everybody else missed it. The Women's March was on Saturday. The numbers are collapsing from where they once were. In 2016, there were about 3.3 million people that took part in these women's marches around the country. You know, the pink hats and all that stuff. 650 cities back then. By 2019, the numbers had dwindled to just 675,000, and the number's even smaller this year. We haven't seen the march numbers yet, but only about 50 small towns and liberal enclaves even involved with it. A few thousand turned out in D.C., but just it's collapsed upon itself. Karen Strawn here is a critic of feminism and an advocate for men's rights based in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Karen, welcome back to the program.
Oh, well, thanks for having me back.
So what has happened here? I mean, I realize that because of charges of anti-Semitism and infighting, the original organizers of the Women's March are pretty much all gone except maybe one. But where are we? I mean, it's lost its mojo, shall we say.
Yeah. I think honestly, I mean, the march itself was a reaction to Trump winning the election. And so... I think people are just maybe starting to get TDS fatigue. There's only so many years you can actually sustain that level of outrage and continue with it. You know, things are going good in America. The economy is going good. The stock market's going good. People have jobs. Unemployment is really low, particularly for women and minorities. I think that they're just. I don't really think that they had a whole lot to complain about initially to begin with, because he had no track record. So, I mean, what's to complain about? But now he's got a track record, and I think that they're just having a really hard time ginning up the public outrage against a president who seems to be doing a pretty good job. So,
The president has gotten the jobs numbers to an all-time historic high for women, obviously. And maybe a lot of the women couldn't show up because they actually have jobs this time around. Maybe that's
Wouldn't that be interesting?
Yeah.
You know, I think that a lot of the women at these marches in the past, they've either been sort of the wealthy elites who can afford to fly across the country and participate in one of these things, or they're people with tenuous or employment or underemployment or unemployed. And I think that there's actually a lot of economic activity going on right now that would preclude participating in something like this, for sure.
Right. I think that it's very telling that, you know, the national news media continues to feed this narrative of everybody hates Trump and Trump's, you know, collapsing. And Trump, the fact of the matter is, if the election were held today, Donald Trump would get 350 electoral votes. His numbers would be off the charts. And liberal heads would explode, as they will on November the 3rd, I believe, because they're going to be so distraught realizing, by the way, not only did he win in 2016, he won with bigger margins and bigger majorities in 2020, because that's what's coming. National polls are meaningless to me. I mean, California is meaningless, but if you look at North Carolina or Florida or Wisconsin or Iowa, Michigan, Pennsylvania, all of those states, the job markets in every one of the states I just mentioned are better today than they were 3 years ago. No question. Your thoughts?
I think that, honestly, the impeachment thing, people are getting sick and tired of it. They're bored with it. I think people are starting to wake up and sort of see what exactly is going on there. Particularly after the signing ceremony, which even CNN commentators said seemed a little tacky, with souvenir autographed pens that Nancy Pelosi was
with her signature,
out.
Of course. I got to say this. She did that again yesterday. She did a thing yesterday on Twitter where she had a picture of herself signing the USMCA, taking credit for the USMCA and all the things that she had done to make USMCA possible. I'm thinking, I'm sorry, what planet are you on? Nobody buys that. Everybody knows it sat there for a year. Anyway.
And being from Canada, you know, we've been hyper aware of that. You know, we were sort of wondering, is this thing ever going to be able to get ratified? Because it's stalling. You know, we've agreed to it. Mexico's agreed to it. And, you know, the U.S. has to actually pass it. And the House is sitting on its, I would say sitting on its thumbs. But I think that maybe the thumbs were, internally lodged. in terms of USMCA. So, I mean, like, we were actually quite concerned.
Right.
About that. But, you know, essentially, I really do think that things are going well. When things are going well, it's a lot harder to gin up the kind of public outrage that's necessary for somebody to commit to, you know, taking a day off work, marching in, you know, January weather, and complaining about things that haven't happened yet and don't, you know, like, so far, abortion is not against the law. We haven't repealed Roe v. Wade, you know, all of those things that they were worried about. So I think that there's just nothing to be angry about, and they're, you know, so it's really only the hardcore TDS sufferers that have ventured out.
But I've got good news. I've got good news, Karen. Karen Strawn here, and that is that, you know, starting today, Adam Schiff will be front and center, and it's a cover-up. I mean, get ready for that term, cover-up. If the Republicans don't do exactly what the Democrats demand, it's a cover-up. Karen Strawn is a critic of feminism, an advocate for men's rights from Edmonton, Alberta. Beautiful place, by the way. I'll give you the last word here. What do you think is going to happen with the impeachment fiasco as we roll into it today?
Oh, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm kind of almost hoping that they call witnesses eventually, because I would really like to see the whistleblower testify, and Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and Adam Schiff. I'd love to see them have to sit and get grilled by the Chief Justice. So, but you know, honestly, I think, like, there's no way he's going to be removed from office. I mean, There's nothing. I mean, Sondland said he had nothing but his own presumption to assume that there was a quid pro quo. Well, maybe he presumed that because that's business as usual in Washington.
Right. There you go. Karen Strawn, good having you here as always. Greatly appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
There you have it. All right. Around the corner, Mike Lindell, the founder and CEO of MyPillow, will be here. A conservative from Minnesota. Don't go anywhere.